anything other than watch Matlock. Every Adam Sandler movie has some grandma doing something young people do, and apparently it's the funniest thing
ever. Ha ha ha. Well, you know, we got the ageism
What's
police.
So funny when a grandma raps?
Oh boy, we got the rap music now too. Pretty good. You know, that was written especially for us. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. My name is Adrian Berg. This is the only show that focuses on that word that dare not speak its name, and that word is aging. And the fact is that we are healthier, sexier, lovinger, volunteeringer, more life purpose. We are richer. Yeah, hear us roar. So the fact is that 10,000 people per day reach the age of 65. We are largely ignored, and I'm sick of it. I will not become invisible, and I hope you won't either. So let me just tell you something. We do have a phone number for you. For those of you who have questions for our guests or for me, 973-655-5987. That is 973-655-5987. And for those of you who are shy or who are listening to this show in an archive on biztalkradio.com, you can send me an email, and we will answer your question here right on the show live. And that email would be my name, Adrian Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G at MSN.com, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G at MSN.com. So let me just say something. We've been talking about one of the things in our lexicon of what we need to age happily, and that is touch. So I'm going to tell you something about Suzanne Somers. And, you know, Suzanne Somers is 68 years old, and her goal is to live to 110. And she told Oprah Winfrey, and, of course, if you tell Oprah Winfrey something, it's got to be true. By the way, I was on her show four times. And if you want to call me at 973-655-5987, I will tell you all about Oprah Winfrey, who was one of the loveliest people I have ever met four times. And she said that she takes 40 supplements. Suzanne Somers takes 40 supplements every single morning, followed by a bolus of estrogen directly into her vagina. Then she takes 20 pills at night, which is good, except when does she have time to do any of those things that that shot helped her do? But this is what she says. I am loving my life. I have a sex drive. And then she says, this is a quote, my friends, none of them are having sex. Who are her friends? What friends does she have that's only 68 years old? Let me tell you something. In the memory wards, in the nursing homes, they're having trouble keeping people away from each other. So where in fancy Hollywood would Suzanne Somers find people only 68 years old who are not having sex? I don't know. So, here we go. We have on a good old friend of mine, and his name, Mark Silverstein, Mark with a C, which drives me crazy every time I send him an email, founded Tender Touch for All. And this is another one of those great continuities on this show, because Susan Ellis was talking about how people can create their own volunteer position. But Mark took a step further. He created the whole nonprofit. And, of course, it's about giving massage. You'll see in a minute to people who are of a certain age. But he calls it Tender Touch because he's very involved with the importance of touch as we age. Not just sex, not just even love, but the importance of human-to-human touch. Mark, thank you so much for being on our show. Mark? Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, great, great. Thank you so much for being on the show. So I just gave you an introduction. I hope you heard it. But even if not, tell us all a little bit about Tender Touch for All.
Sure. Well, very long story short, I'm the child of parents who had me later in life. So I wound up being the primary caregiver for my mom at the end of her life. And, it was just me and my brother. There were no daughters. So I wound up being the primary caregiver Monday through Friday. And she unfortunately went downhill pretty quickly and wound up in a variety of different senior care facilities, starting with assisted living and rehab and then nursing homes and whatnot. And, you know, with all the services and amenities that were offered to her, and this is going back 5, 6, 7 years ago, the one thing that they never offered her was one thing that, in my opinion, would have actually made her feel better, and that's massage therapy. So I researched it at the time, and what I discovered was is that geriatric massage therapy was very much a growing modality in massage schools, but you didn't really see it being offered to people in the field. So I decided to do something about that in the summer of 2010, so almost 5 years ago. And fast forward to today, and our program runs in approximately 45 to 50 senior care facilities on a regular basis, meaning at least once a month. Plus, we do massage therapy programs for veterans and people with disabilities, and sometimes their caregivers as well.
So this is a wonderful program, and I'm familiar with it, and it is growing. But one of the things that you said to me in our many discussions is that, and it made me very sad, I have to tell you. It made me think about how I was treating my own mom, too. We'll talk about that in a second. That was so many older people, after a certain time in their life, nobody touches them. And I remember Cats. You could make fun of the Broadway show Cats. There's a beautiful song called Memories, which says, touch me. So is that something that we really have to think about for ourselves, that all of a sudden there's nobody hugging you and there's massage, which is it's a body work by a stranger usually. Does that fill in some of those gaps?
What's even more sad is that unfortunately a large percentage of people who live in these facilities, nursing homes and whatnot, almost half, I think I've seen numbers at, or about half, don't even get regular visitation. They don't even get regular visitors. So in other words, their family doesn't, either they don't have any family left, or they're estranged from their family, or their family doesn't live close enough by to visit them on a regular basis. So forget touch. They don't even have the human contact of companionship, let alone being touched. So to take it even a step further. But yes, you're right. The touch is lost from many people's lives, and this brings touch back into their life, and it adds something for them to look forward to on a regular basis, which is one of the great parts of the program, is now they have something in their life that they really enjoy, that that they can look forward to, and they've established a relationship with another person, who's going to come to see them on a, because we have continuity in terms of the massage therapist that we send to the facilities. So there's a lot of elements, there's obviously the physical, but there's also the mental and the emotional element of the program as well.
My mom said to me once, because she refused to go into a facility and she refused to live with us. And one of the things she said to me was sometimes her arms feel painful because there's nobody to hug. She actually said that. And you can imagine the devastating effect. But the fact is this, you can isolate yourself, and that's a very, very big problem. And with Tender Touch for All, it does help when it comes to that. But going back to my mom for a second, Mark, she was a very private person. She did not like people to see her body. Do you have problems with the older adult with that, particularly the people maybe in their early 90s or late 80s who are in these facilities?
No, this is the program and the massage we offer, as the name implies, Tender Touch for All, is a very different form of massage than you or I going to a spa. So it's fully clothed, so oftentimes we work right in their wheelchair in a nursing home. And, we work on as many of the body parts as we can, but there's no disrobing or anything like that. So, we may roll up a sleeve or a pant leg or whatever to get to a spot if we can, but it's kind of nothing like that at all, like you would envision going to a spa. That said, there are this population, people in their 80s or 90s and whatnot, most of them did not grow up getting massage, like my generation,
right,
in their 40s and 50s. So, yes, some people don't want to be touched no matter what. That's a barrier that we do have to overcome at times, kind of persuading them and convincing them to try the program. And sometimes their caregivers, their family caregivers, sons or daughters help us do that. And then, once they try it, 80 or 90% of the people who try it, then they want to continue receiving it.
Now, one of the things that we want you to know is it's Tender Touch for All. Now, Tender Touch for All is a nonprofit. You can make contributions. I don't think that he'll say no, that Mark Silverstein, the executive director, will say no. It's called TenderTouchForAll.org, TenderTouchForAll.org. And when we return a couple of minutes right after the next break, we're going to talk a little bit to Mark about, again, the issue of volunteering and the issue of taking something that you care about, as he did so well, and make it into a reality. This is an important part of the show, to inspire you to do something great with your life. Because, you know, we talk about immortality. We talk about the extra 30 years. The fact is we are more vibrant than we ever were before. As Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, is all about that. And what are you going to do with your time? And people like Susan Ellis, who helps organizations use volunteers right, are on one side. And people like Mark Silverstein are all part of that whole movement because he didn't wait for an organization. There wasn't one that did what he wanted to do. So he got up there and he made his own organization. We come back and talk about a little bit how you could do that and also how he uses volunteering, Tender Touch for All, and make sure that you get touched. We're here for you, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. You may think that I'm full of it.
We are inappropriate for our age. I don't even have time for the introductory music. We have so much to do in this last segment of our show. This is Generation Bold. This is the Fountain of Truth. And this is Adrian Berg, your host, and I'm with Mark Silverstein. I just want to mention very quickly, now this is Tender Touch for All. For those of you just tuning in, it is a nonprofit organization that helps older adults get massage, special kind of massage, so that they can connect with new people and that they can feel the sense of touch so important to them. I want you to be clear that this is not just for seniors. This is also for veterans and the disabled. So if you are an advocate for any of these groups, you're going to want to go to tendertouchforall.org. Or if you are the loved one of somebody who you think needs a massage, there are ways of even doing this privately. But Mark Silverstein, the founder, I know that you have a Down South project, and you noted that we're heard in some of the areas' lives, particularly, that you're going to be entering. So tell people about that, Mark.
Yeah, so our program, when we run our program at facilities like nursing homes, assisted living, or veterans events and things like that, it's almost always totally, like almost basically 99 to 100% of the time, totally free for the patient or the resident or the constituent at that facility. But the program does have cost of, you know, involved, like most nonprofit programs do. There's costs attached to it that have to be met by either the facility, or sometimes we get a corporate sponsor, or sometimes we get a grant. You know, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we're entitled to private foundation grants. So it just so happens, I know that this program airs on some markets down south, that we're actually in the mix of hopefully getting funding to do the program in Raleigh, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia, and, you know, looking to expand in some of these southern markets. Currently, and we could do this anywhere in the country, but just so happens that currently our programs run primarily up in the Northeast, in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. We did something in Ohio this month. We do also some social adult daycare programs in Florida right now, so down all the way down south. But so I just want, you know, people may look at the website and say, hey, looks like they're only in the Northeast.
Not true.
I don't want them to be fooled by that. We this program could literally run anywhere in the country. And the other thing I want to mention real quick is, you know, we're a nonprofit. One of the ways we look to raise funds for the program is through a program we call Stress Relief for a Cause, where we'll actually do chair massage at a company, an accounting firm during tax season. We're in tax season now, so when all the CPAs are all stressed out, or maybe we'll go to a college campus.
Oh, that should be cool. I like that idea. Well, some of my best friends are CPAs. Boy, do they need to be touched. Some of them are a little touched.
We do chair massage for the employees and the staff or the students at a college during finals, and the college or the accounting firm will pay us. And basically, whatever's left over, the net proceeds go to support the organization as a quid pro quo contribution.
So if you work at
a big company or a college and you like our program, you know, that might be something, you know, we could do for you as well.
Great way to support it. And before we leave, I really love this idea that you woke up one day and you decided it was important for your mom and you made it happen. We've had other people also inspired by their parents to do terrific things. Just give us, in the minute we've got, how did you do it?
Well, you know what? I was very motivated to do it. And, you know, as you know, that's certainly for an entrepreneur the most important thing, being seriously motivated to do something. Because I really did not like what I was seeing when I was in these facilities. Not just my mom, but most of the people around me that were there. I was like, oh, my God.
They were languishing. Yeah, they were languishing.
It's just, you know, what you hear about getting old, it's even worse for a lot of people. And, you know, it was just very depressing. And I just felt like I had to do something. And, you know, I did have a background in marketing. My background was not in nonprofits, but marketing and building a nonprofit happened to have a lot of commonality, you know, in terms of, you know, just putting things together and getting support for things. And that was very helpful. Of course, I needed an attorney at the very beginning. You need an attorney to kind of make a declaration that you want to start the organization as a 501c3. So you got to go through that process. And then you have to kind of think about who you want on your board of directors. At least in New York State, you need at least 3 people to be on your board of directors when you form a nonprofit entity. So it really, at the very beginning, you know, you don't want to get too caught up on who the board is. You know, eventually the board is extremely important, but at the very beginning, maybe you just want to put 3 people on that you know and trust and, you know, that are willing to serve on the board, and then you could certainly move people around after that. But those are kind of some of the basic prerequisites. You know, but it's like, in a lot of ways, it's like running a real business, a for-profit, an organization, is, you know, because you have to have a business plan and a marketing plan. You know, obviously, it's different. You're looking for funding sources.
Right.
But still, you have to put these plans in place in order to develop something and then grow it and hopefully be successful at it.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know, you've given us a little blueprint. We're going to have more and more people, and particularly on our website, we're able to give you real blueprints as to how to be a very successful volunteer and also how to start a very successful organization. So thanks, Mark. That has been very, very eye-opening. Tend to touch
well,
for
you.
All. Yeah, .org. Take care.
Thank you, Adrian. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. And before, in a minute or two we have, I want to tell you about the clacks. Clacks. What is a clack? Well, the U.S. Treasury Department has approved a technique. It's called Qualified Longevity Annuity. That's what a clack stands for, QLAC. And to make a very long story short, it allows you to defer 25% of your account balance in a IRA or a 401k or any other qualified retirement plan until age 85, because, you know, you have to take out the money by 70 and a half. But no, you can actually defer taking out 25% or $125,000, whichever is less, okay, until age 85, provided you put it into a specialized annuity, which your financial planner should tell you about, your insurance broker should be able to tell you about. But the fact is that specialized annuity is an annuity where you begin to take money out at age 85. So why are they doing that? I'll tell you why. We end the show with what we did at the beginning of the show, immortality. We are just living longer. People need money past the age of 85. And if you actually withdrew everything, you might not have money that lasts as long as you do. And that's everybody's biggest fear right now. And it's actually a very legitimate fear. And so what a clack allows you to do is annuitize a portion of the money that you would have been forced to take out under the minimum required distribution rules. And there's a new book out. I co-wrote it. And it is with the great Ronald Gelock, one of the outstanding financial planners and advisors in the country. It's called Beating the Fear Factor, 15 Minutes to Your Ideal Retirement. You'll find it on Amazon. You'll find it on Kindle. Beating the Fear Factor. And fear stands for false evidence affecting retirement. Are you inappropriate for your age? I am. See you next week. Fantastic. Have a wonderful week. Make it happen for you, kids.